Welcome to the Michael Santos Mindset. I am Michael Santos. Today on September the 10th, it is a Monday, and I'm super excited to continue another day of work. In fact, my work this morning began at 3 o'clock in the morning. I get up early because I'm so excited to continue developing the MichaelSantos.com website. In fact, this morning I have been continuing this section that I'm calling My Story. It is the story of how I began to develop a success mindset while I was still locked inside of a jail back in 1987. This is a rather long story, so I've already written more than 3,000 words, but it's because I have to document how every day while I was going through 9,500 days as a prisoner, I thought about how I wanted to live, the career that I wanted to build. And while I was in that environment, I had to think about what resources are available to me that I can use every day to grow, to become stronger, to develop more value, so that I could build a business when I got out of prison. And this story has been somewhat therapeutic or cathartic for me to write. Because it's so long, I decided to break it up into an accordion-style web page. You may have seen that I'm inspired a lot by Gary Vaynerchuk, an individual who really teaches me a lot about how to use technology, how to think about social media, how to think about developing a personal brand. And I've been working on a personal brand since I went into the prison system. So when I was designing this website at MichaelSantos.com, I really used the Gary Vaynerchuk page as a guide. I think that accordion style is very helpful for anybody who has to write really long form content on a website because it can be overwhelming to look at thousands of words on a page. But if you break it up into different categories, it becomes more digestible. And it's important as a marketing person, as an individual who's striving to develop relationships with more people and to show how I can bring value to both individuals and businesses, I can't intimidate them with too much writing that's just staring you at the face and said, oh my God, I've got to read through all of this. So the accordion style is something that's pretty cool. You can take a look at it by looking at michaelsantos.com/mystory. And what you'll find is that I begin with an introduction describing who I am and what I do. And I'm an investor, I'm a speaker, I'm an entrepreneur, and I create learning resources to teach strategies and tactics for others to become more successful. But because my background is so different from other teachers, I have to lay out the groundwork. And so I start with my accordion style, then going into my early life from 1964 through 1987. Those were my formative years. I was born on January the 5th, 15th to 1964, to my father and mother. My father was a Cuban immigrant, and he came to this country with hopes of building a successful life for our family. My father was an electrician, and together with my mother, they built a small family-owned electrical contracting company that supported my two sisters and me as we grew up in North Seattle, the community of Lake Forest Park. In 1982, I graduated from Shorecrest High School, I explain, and then I began really making a series of bad decisions. And that leads me to the next phase of my accordion schedule on my story at michaelsantos.com. And those are the prison years 1 through 5. I've told you that developing a success mindset really begins by thinking in terms of 5-year time horizons. And this is what I describe how I began to transform my life when I went into the prison system in 1987 and what I did during those first 5 years through 1992. I title that section of the accordion Starting the Journey. And I describe how I made a commitment to work toward reconciling with society by striving to earn academic credentials, striving to contribute in meaningful, measurable ways, and striving to build a stronger support network. And that's what carried me through each of the 9,500 days that I served. But because of those decisions early on, during my first 5 years, I made some significant accomplishments that laid the groundwork for further success. And that's something that can work in your life as well. That's the essence of this really simple story, is that we can connect the dots to becoming more successful. As Steve Jobs, one of my mentors, spoke about, we can look back and see how the dots are connected, but the real art of critical thinking and developing a mindset of success is to be able to see the dots well in advance and lay the dots out very early on in your journey. If you want to become more successful in your future, start laying the dots of what do you have to do today to become more successful every 5 years, achieving higher levels of performance, higher levels of opportunity. So in the next stage of the accordion is prison years 5 through 10, 1992 through 1997, where I continued to accumulate academic credentials and also began pursuing really methodical tactics that would help me open new opportunities in the future. And that included such self-directed coursework like building my vocabulary or committing myself to developing writing skills by making a habit of writing at least 1,000 words every day. I created systemic plans to write book reports that I could document what I read, what I learned, how reading would contribute to my success both in prison and beyond. I initiated opportunities to develop public speaking skills by starting a Toastmasters club in the prison where I was confined. I built mentoring relationships by sending unsolicited letters to leaders in society, and those people became my friends. They came to visit me in prison, began opening opportunities for me. I continued developing my support network by writing op-ed articles in newspapers. In 1995, I earned my master's degree from Hofstra University, began studying toward a PhD at the University of Connecticut, and just stayed focused. The next phase of my prison journey was years 10 through 15, 1997 through 2002, and that was the year that I earned my first $1 million while I was locked inside of a federal prison. Although I didn't have access to computers, by reading, I could learn a lot about this growing technology that was happening in society, the internet and computer development. And I was just thrilled to be learning about those opportunities, and I wanted to participate. So by relying upon the resources that I developed during my first 10 years in prison, I created opportunities to raise capital. And I raised a grand sum of $2,000 while I was in prison back in late 1990s. And I used those $2,000 to leverage my way into investments. I became an investor by having my sister open a brokerage account for me, a margin account. And once she opened that brokerage account, a margin account, I leveraged that $2,000 into more than $20 million worth of stock trades over the next couple of years with early investments in great companies like America Online, Yahoo, DoubleClick, Real Networks, and other highly volatile stocks that led to my building equity of more than $1 million in 1999, I think it was. But then the internet bubble burst and I lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the opportunity that I endured going through that period of time really changed my life. And again, the dots. Had I not made a commitment to education, I wouldn't have been in a position to raise capital. Had I not raised capital, I would not have been in a position to begin investing. Had I not began investing, I would not have put myself in a position to make $1 million while I was locked inside of a federal prison. The next phase of the accordion is years 15 through 20, where I talk about those years between 2002 and 2006. And the highlight of that era is that I got married to the love of my life, Carol, who sits beside me right now at 6 a.m. on this Monday morning. She is doing her job, working on her plans, while I'm building michaelsantos.com and contributing to this podcast episode. Together, we really started to navigate our way to success. I used money that I earned from various writing projects in prison. I committed to supporting Carol and she could focus on her education. She went back to school studying prerequisites that would lead to her enrolling in nursing school. And by, I think it was like 2005 or 2006, she became a licensed registered nurse. That's really was also, she was also my, Carol was also my liaison to the world, helping me as I continued to build my publishing career, publishing on my website at michaelsantos.com. At the time, I think it was still michaelsantos.net. But then we moved into years 20 through 25, 2007 through 2012, which are the years that I really focused on crushing it. That was my last 5 years in prison, and I started to do a lot of publishing. My books came out, including books that I wrote for the academic market that academic publishers brought to market. I then found a list literary agent and published a nonfiction book with St. Martin's Press. After that, I became a ghostwriter for other high net worth people in prison. And through those relationships, I learned a great deal about business and I began learning about strategies that I could sow seeds for so that I could use those last couple of years of my imprisonment to get myself ahead so that when I got out of prison, I would be ready. I would be ready to hit the ground running. And so I just thought about how fortunate I was and just lived in a real state of gratitude because of all the blessings that had come my way while I was going through those 25 years in federal prison before my wife transferred me to a halfway house in San Francisco. I mean, when I concluded my sentence, I had a bachelor's degree from Mercer University, a master's degree from Hofstra University, a long list of published articles, chapters, and books. I had a massive support network, a 10-year marriage that I nurtured inside of a federal prison. I had experience of overseeing hundreds of stock trades with cumulative valuations of more than $20 million. I had extensive experience of creating opportunities out of struggle. And when I returned to society, I had more than $100,000 in the bank, even though I'd been in prison for 25 years. The next section of my accordion is talking about that transition of what it was like in the halfway house, how I used that time in there to come up to speed with technology, learning about the internet, learning about computers, learning about email and video marketing and business marketing and content marketing and so many other skills that I used to begin building my career. And that career really started with investments in real estate, where I negotiated opportunities to begin purchasing real estate and describe in this section how I bought my first asset at the end of the recession in 2012. Then I go into five different sections of the accord in year one of my liberty, which takes us through August of 2014 and what I did to start building my business to August of 2015, expanding my career in real estate and business. And that continued in 15, 16, 17, until by the end of 17, I had well over $3 million in assets, and at the start of 18, launched a plan to advance that to $5 million, where I grew, and then continued to grow that with new opportunities. So I will use this section of my story to really document the journey of how I went from making really bad decisions during the recklessness of youth to making good decisions while I was living in the bowels of the criminal justice system and really reinventing myself. And it all happened because I changed the way that I would think. I really developed a mindset of success, and it is that mindset of success that I strive to share with as many people as possible. And I do so through michaelsantos.com as well as through my various platforms, including the Michael Santos Mindset Podcast, which I'm so grateful to you for listening to. And if you haven't subscribed yet, I hope that you do subscribe to the channel. I publish it on Anchor, but it is distributed on all types of platforms, including iTunes and Stitcher Radio and hopefully many, many more. And if you haven't subscribed yet, I do hope that you will subscribe and share the podcast, because it's my goal and ambition to reach as many people as I can, showing that a success mindset can really make a difference in opening opportunities and building a pathway to prosperity. I never ask anyone to do anything that I am not doing, and you can see how I document that at michaelsantos.com, particularly with the My Story section or the Mindset section. You can learn about the various ways that I strive to bring value to individuals and businesses, but more importantly, you will learn how I strive to show others how they can apply these strategies in their lives to build more successful careers, more prosperous retirements, so that they can expand their businesses. And all of this, of course, is free, whether you access my content on iTunes or on wherever you get your podcasts, on YouTube or through my website or Facebook or anywhere else. I give it away for free. Of course, I offer services for those who want to bring me onto their teams, but it's my goal and ambition to share as much content as I possibly can. And I just want to thank you for being a part of the Michael Santos Mindset community. I do ask that if you have any questions, please just hit the little button on the Anchor app. Ask me a question and you can count on me to respond. I'm very excited. Tomorrow I will be talking a little bit about a new project that I created, which is the Alexa app, the Michael Santos Mindset Alexa app, which you'll soon be able to add to as an Alexa skill on your Alexa. Hoping to hear from you. My name is Michael Santos. I am grateful to you for being a part of my community, and I will always strive to prove worthy of the attention you give to me. Thank you.